The ulama explained that all worldly things would be found under one of the following three categories. Number one, minerals, that is gold, silver, precious stones, etc. Number two, plant life. And number three, animal life. In the ayat that we were discussing yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all types of worldly goods and has warned us about overdoing it when using them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions women and children, referring to a person's love for his wife, children, family and friends, etc. Similarly, gold and silver includes all types of money and jewelry. Horses and cattle means all kinds of animals. And crops refers to all kinds of fruit and vegetables. Put together, all these things are the riches and valuables of the world. After mentioning all these things and warning us about their harms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all these things are for temporary use only. None of these are really worthy of being loved. Only things that last forever should be valued. Of course, the best virtue is earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At another place in the Quran Sharif, after describing some gifts of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, this is the great success. Nothing of this world or of the akhirah can compare with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the above ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a detailed description of all the attractions of the world, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about them. SubhanAllah.